Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino with an exit interview for you today here. Survivor One World's latest person voted out of the tribe, Troyzan, who really kept it lively the last couple of weeks here with all of his, going after Kim and trying to mix it up, trying to get Christina voted out of the tribe last night. So we're going to talk with Troyzan. Very quick turnaround from last night. Late night last night, podcasting with the Finchler, up early writing the immunity blog, getting ready to do some exit interviews, talking to Troyzan, but lots of fun in store for you guys and for me. I'm being told now that we have Troyzan on the line. Troyzan, are you there?
I am, okay.
Troyzan, good morning. You're on with Rob Sestradino.
Mr. Sestradino, how are you?
I'm doing great, Troyzan. Very excited to be talking to you this morning. Well, not too. I wish I was talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, don't get too fired up.
But Troyzan, I'm sad to see you go because I feel like you were stirring the pot out there, making it a little difficult for this Kim.
You're sad. How do you think I feel? it's pretty brutal. I guess it's taken a few hours of sleep to take the sadness away, but I guess I'll be okay. The fans seem to be happy with my play and my adventure, so it makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, well, they're a fickle bunch, so yeah, be happy when they're happy.
Yeah, exactly, because I'd say 99% are pretty happy right now. I thought it might be a few haters out there, but actually it's been pretty positive.
Okay, well, that's good. Better than I could say. So, yeah, you're doing pretty good. Let's get into some of this a little bit. Because, Troyzan, I think that you, unlike some of these other people that have gone off the last couple of weeks, I feel like you really had a big impact in how this game turned out. And I think there's a bunch of things where maybe if you would have zigged instead of zagged, not to play Monday morning quarterback, but more to hear about, what your thought process was through all these things about, how this would have turned out. And I guess the biggest one for me is going back to when Michael got voted out a couple of weeks ago. And I just want to hear about, what your thought process was there when you and Jay decided to vote for Michael, and also what your reaction was watching the episode and seeing how, Kim made up the story about Michael wanting to get you out of the game.
Well, first of all, Michael was against me from day one. He was with, the four frat boys that were trying to, go after me, really. And if Colton would have went with them, I would have been gone, first guy gone. So he never liked me. He was always BSing and making up stories and lying, and he was constantly saying stuff about me, from the very beginning. So Jay, during the ice cream social episode, said to me, listen, Mike's saying stuff to you again about to the girls, when you walked off, he's saying watch out for Troy, he's got his own plans, blah, blah, blah. And, he was doing little manipulative things all the time. So when Kim finally came to me and said, listen, Mike's saying things, da, 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 I was like, that was it. I was like, dude, this guy has got to go. I was sick of this guy from day one, and I was tired of his crap. I'm like, that was all it took. It was finding the straw that broke the camel's back. It wasn't just one thing that Kim said where I believed, if she would have said, hey, Leaf's saying something about you, I would have went right up to Leaf. But I had been dealing with this asswipe for so long. I'm like, that was it for me. So I'm like, I'm done with this guy. So that was it. And he was always going to go with the girls. He was never a guy. So this thing about people always saying it's guys versus girls. Not really. Once we merged, Mike was going to be with a girl, so he was a girl. Jay, in hindsight, as we saw, was going to be a girl, so he was a girl. And so I didn't really have... Tarzan became a girl because he's in Alicia's back pocket, there's no tomorrow. So he's a girl. So it's not like I could round up the guys, and get him on the Troyzan train. That was the thing. It was like me against the world, really, from the time we merged. Really, actually, when Colton went out, that's really screwed me up.
So there was no chance at the merge when it was six guys versus six girls. And that seems like 5 years ago when there was six guys left in the game. But there was no chance of the guys working together against the girls at that point.
Never. It was the guys have too big of egos because each guy had their own little agenda. They wanted to be the leader as opposed to the girls where they just are all kissing Kim's butt.
Fell in line.
The golden girl. That's, you know, I mean, they're just following her because they're all in fear. They don't know what they're doing. So like, well, we'll just follow Kim because she sounds like she knows everything. And I'm in fear. I really don't. I just want to stay around. I don't want to play to win. It's a big difference. Yeah. I was playing to win, and most people, I'd say 90% out there, are playing just to stay around.
I don't disagree with that.
You know?
Yeah. And Troy, what happened to bros before hoes? What happened to that?
I don't know. I'm dealing with the kookiest people I've ever met in my life. I mean, just, you know, Leaf was a loose cannon. He's playing Camp Samoa. He's not playing Survivor. Tarzan is an alien from another planet that is like, you know, he's like playing it like a war general that thinks he knows the game inside and out, but really doesn't because he's doing things that he shouldn't be doing. Like when he went off and talked to Mike, like he's going to get Mike on the guy's side, and he was so convinced. And, you know, I mean, he's convinced that, you know, he's got Alicia, and he's convinced that he's got all these, you know, he doesn't. And so he's out there, and like, you know, Mike, he's just, I was perturbed with this guy from day one when he called me like Your Highness one time. Like, dude,
yeah, that's good.
I will F you up, buddy.
Yeah.
So I had real, you know, I had some real kooks like, as far as like the bros.
Okay.
So,
well,
you know, and I had Jay who I somewhat trusted. I had, you know how it goes. I mean, you can't trust everybody out there 100%, but you have to take a chance and trust somebody 60% as opposed to 65% or whatever. So I, you know, Jay was saying, hey, you're like my big brother and I'm winning challenges for you and blah, 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 and saying all this stuff. And he's praying with the Bible and he can't lie. I'm like, perfect. But, you know, in hindsight, what's he do? He, you know, goes, tells Kim and stabs me in the back. And he was with the girls because he's in love with Kim.
Whoa. So Troy's it. Whoa, this is like for
coming
reals,
at you, buddy. I'm full force today.
Yeah, this is great. I feel like I don't know how I'm going to get this all in 15 minutes. I have to talk faster now.
We better go to 20 then.
Troy's in. So did you know that Jay went and told Kim that you had the idol? Did you know that when you were out there or you saw that on TV?
No, Kim, I knew that because Kim came up to me and I think it's on one of the videos on CBS. Mm-hmm. That you can see. She's like, I have to confess to you, you know, Jay did come up and tell me, you know, blah, 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 to try to make her seem like she was, you know, not so evil. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, I was shocked because you can in the video, I'm like, what? Is this guy, you know, reading the Bible and all he's Mr. Holier than thou? And how could he, what, he's serious? So I was shocked at that. Well, I was shocked when he went home, but, you know, then at that point, I'm like, okay, I am all alone.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's when I went nutso.
you're angry. It's you're frustrated. I get it. But let's go back further, Troyzan. Let's go back to maybe that was week four before, and then I want to go back even further than that. With week four, when you guys decide to go back to Tribal Council, for me that was really the turning point in the game because you guys would have been up eight to six or something like that if you guys would have just let the women go and vote out one of the women at that point. Take me through, because it seemed like you were pretty on board with that idea from the show. So what was going on there?
Well, I kind of wasn't. You know, I came in, you know, I was out fishing, and Colton said, like, listen, this is what we got to do. Bill actually was against me. He was with the four guys who wanted me out. So I'm like, well, Bill's, you know, I can't really trust him. If he wanted me out once, then he's going to want me out later. So in my mind, I'm like, well, if we vote Bill out next week, what's the difference? I mean, I want the guy gone because he's just like, he's never going to be on my side. He's going to be like a Mike. He's going to switch to the girls at some point or switch, you know, he's not going to be with me. And Colton was with me. You know, he was on my side as a number. So was Tarzan. So was Leaf. And so was Jonas. So I'm like, I'm okay with this. I mean, you know, hindsight, sure. It's always like, well, I mean, hell, a lot of things could have been different. What if, you know, on day one, Courtney doesn't break her wrist and the guys lose? And what about, you know, this and what about that? Like, what if Colton didn't get sick? And, you know, I mean, I try not to go through the scenario of like, well, if we wouldn't have voted Bill out, then the whole thing would have been different. Well, I don't know if it would have been different. Hell, I mean, I could have broken a different egg and it could have been different.
Yeah.
You know? So it's one of those things. Like, I don't mind the move. I mean, as far as, hey, I'm going to be in Survivor history, maybe going down as one of the dorkiest moves, but the only tried to go back and give away their idol.
Yeah.
So, well, what the heck? I'll be in the history books.
Yeah, you guys broke the mold with that one.
Yes, we did.
How about, I know you said you don't want to go too much what if, but you know, the thing that I always thought was, you know, especially how it turned out, was maybe you might have been better off with these roosters, because these misfits did not turn out to be any walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination. What if you would have stuck with the roosters, and then those guys have the big target on their back after the merge? Did you ever think about what it would have been like to go with those guys?
Oh yeah, you know, because in hindsight, like when Matt got, I think Matt was a pretty honest guy.
Yeah,
you know, and so he's to a point. I mean, and sure, I mean, I thought about it in the very, very beginning, but then I was thinking way down the road. If these guys are really, really athletic, you know, am I going to beat these guys and things?
Right.
You know, is this going to happen or not? So that was part of my thinking. And I thought, like, I'm just a natural born leader. It's really hard for me just to follow people around. And I thought, well, I can get the misfits, at least let them, you know,
yeah,
think that they're leading, but really I'm going to call the shots. And that just really was my plan. So, yeah. It's, you know, yeah, in hindsight, sure. You know, Tarzan, he's just out there just to see his wife at some point. He's not playing the game. He's not playing to win. Leaf's not playing. He's just there to hang out. He's at Camp Samoa and doing whatever he's doing. Hey, he's with the girls in 1 hour, and he's with us the next, and he's just having fun skipping around, sleeping in a box. Hey, we're at camp. You know, so, I mean,
that's fun.
You know, I'm dealing with him. And then, you know, Jonas was a trustable guy. I hated to get rid of Jonas. You know, that was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, that probably was something that if I could change, I would have changed that. I had immunity. And I had more power than I thought that I had. And I could have just put maybe a little more adamant and said, listen, I am not getting rid of Jonas. Let's get rid of a girl. Let's do this. You know, like I have the power and I'm not going to do it. But it's hard because, you know, I was looked at as such a, you know, great survivor. Everyone's like, oh, the great Troy's in. He's going to win everything. And we don't want to take him to the end. So I had a target on my back and I just didn't want targets on my back. So I had to be very careful what I said all the time.
Yeah. So how close was it for you to be able to get Kat to switch her vote last night? Did you have a sense, like, did you go into it thinking it was that she might switch?
It was close until Kim came back and filled her full of bullshit again.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. I knew they went off. I'm like, oh, here goes Kim. She's, you know, like, she's been with Kim longer. Kim's going to, you know, bat her eyes at her and say, you know, everything that she wants to hear. Oh, I feel bad, too. You know, how do you think I feel? Blah, blah, blah. But I was trying to, I mean, I was, Kat's, you know, she gets fired up and she does come across as like the kook, the, you know, the dummy, but she's fairly intelligent in that way. I just, you know, she's innocent and she got mad enough where I'm like, okay, good. She wants to win. She's highly competitive, which I went on. That's what I went for. Like, okay, you're competitive. You can do this. You know, we can do this thing. You know, let's do it. But, you know, I knew that she was going to get sucked up by Kim.
Yeah.
You know, eventually, because she's young and she hadn't played. She didn't know the game. She still wanted to trust somebody, and she trusted Kim just a little bit more. And that's what it comes down to. People, this is the single most hardest thing to do in this game. It's not being hungry. It's not being tired. It's not doing challenges. It's not getting fire or whatever. It's trying to change some person's mind. It's the single most difficult thing to do. You can't do it. It's almost impossible.
Yeah,
people are in fear and they don't want to change their minds.
Yeah, I felt bad for you because you were making all the sense of the world. Where, Kat, you've got to wake up. And she's like, no, you've got to relax. No, no, seriously. Yeah. You're going to... Kim's lying to you.
I know. It's like... I know. I was saying that to more than just Kat. It's like I was trying to, you know, tell Kat, listen, this is what's happening. Like you're not grasping it. You know, you do need to wake up and smell the coffee because it is cooking, lady, and let's get it going. So, you know, I tried to do that with Christina as well, but Christina sometimes really was just, oh, I don't even know how to put it. She said, I was just talking to a brick wall. I mean, I really at times would be like, did you? understand anything that just came out of my mouth. Anything.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, I'd wave my hands. Like, how many fingers am I holding up? It was kind of almost to that point. Like, whoa. So, I mean, really, I'm counting all the people I had to deal with like that. It was like, the task was huge for me to try to change people's mind. Believe me, I was doing everything in my power. I'd stay up all night. I'd sleep like 1 hour a night trying to, you know, trying to throw the Sesternino action on him, you know, the zig and the zag, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, at
some point... I needed
three
more zags.
Yeah, at some point you're just drawing dead. Like, there's nothing you can do to be able to change those minds of those people in the game. And it's frustrating because if you don't win those immunities, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, but in my mind, once I was a single, you know, Troy's and against the world, I thought, oh, I will win out. I can win these immunities. I was 100% sure I'll win. I can do this, you know? So that part I may have changed a little. If I did it again, I would be like, Troy, you need to think a little bit more about, like, if there's a chance that you lose. Mm-hmm. I was so adamant that I was going to win, I probably stopped strategizing a little bit and you know, maybe didn't call Kim out in front of everybody as much as I could have.
Yeah.
I did it, but I would have done it more, like right in front of everybody sitting around the campfire when we're singing Kumbaya or whatever they were doing. I'd be like, Kim, guess what? I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, you're lying to everybody. So what do you think, people?
Yeah.
You can't take everybody. There's only room for one, so you're all getting lied to, so figure it out.
You know, speaking of Kim, a lot of our listeners have brought this up, something that you tweeted a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you could talk about this or not, but you basically tweeted something along the lines of Kim said, you know, oh, it was the Jay episode where he got voted out. And it was like, oh, now there's no time to be able to talk to everybody. And you tweeted something along the lines of like, oh, see, so she says there's no time to talk to everybody. Never forget this. And wrote that like 100 exclamation points, which is tough to do on Twitter. Can you give us any insight why that was such an important line for you?
Well, I mean, she said, I'll show you, just she said that she didn't have enough time. Okay. Then they go to, and she also said in the show, well, let's give Jay 5 or 6 votes, whatever she said. We're going to give Troy the rest. Well, all of a sudden, I only had 2 votes at tribal council. Now, how to put just 2 and 2 together? How did that happen? I mean, figure it out. I can't probably tell you exactly how it happened because it was, you know, you didn't see it. I'll just tell you what you saw. So it's figured out. You know, it's like one of those things where I think it's comparable to like Survivor. You know, there's no rules in Survivor. You can do whatever you want. You can cheat. You can steal. You can lie. You can do whatever. Be deceitful. There's no rules. You know, it's like a football game when it's playing, whenever's going, it's going. But if two teams go into the, you know, locker room at halftime and one of those people, you know, looks at the other team's playbook and comes back out and plays and say we played fair, I don't agree with that.
It's not like the Saints or anything. Yeah.
Excuse me. I mean, you guys can put it together however you want.
So, Troyzan, what about your profession working with all of these, you know, beautiful models? Did that help you at all in being able to relate to any of these women in the game?
Not really, because they're just not to that caliber.
Whoa.
They just, aesthetically? You know, the swimsuit models, people think swimsuit models are unintelligent. They are like, you know, Mensa compared to these girls.
Whoa. How do you like that?
Yeah, so there you go.
And what about, you know, you spent a lot of time with Tarzan out in the game. I mean, was there a real friendship with you and Tarzan? Or was it sort of just like a, you know, a marriage of convenience at times?
No. We were friends. We had like, you know, we both knew a lot about primates. We had that in common. You know, he's like, you know, you're the older guy. I'm the older guy. You know, and he's a very interesting character. I mean, as eccentric as he is, he's very intelligent, and I'm just fascinated by the guy. He knows a lot. You know, he was definitely into the, you know, we talked about Braveheart and, you know, how to play this way. And he was like an old general, like playing the game like a general would play in the army. Like, we need to infiltrate and then we need to flank him on the right. We need to do, I'm like, okay, buddy, whatever, you know. So, I mean, he was comedy for me. And I liked him a lot. I still like him to this day. I think he's a crazy character, but I respect who the guy is. I think he's not as crazy as
good.
You see, and that we'll be friends for a long, long time.
And Troy, what about the rumors that Derek Jeter is going to the Survivor finale as your guest?
Well, yes, he is. I mean, if he doesn't play a baseball game that night, he wants to go. He personally came up to me at a spring training game here in Miami and ran up and said, "Hey, bro, I'm watching the show." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "I got my family even watching." He goes, "Don't tell me what happened last week because I haven't seen this episode." So I knew he was really into it. He goes, "I want to go to the finale." I'm like, "Okay, I'll see what I can do." Derek Jeter wants to go to the finale. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think they have a day game, and I think he can. It's in New York, mm-hmm. So I think he can go.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Just be careful.
I know you're a Mets fan.
I know.
Mets fan. So, you know.
Well, that's still pretty cool. Just be careful because Jeff Probst might end up spending 15 minutes in the audience. So, Derek Jeter, what is it like watching Troyzan and then nobody gets to answer a question?
I know, it's brutal. That's why I don't want to bring any swimsuit models. You know?
Well, Troyzan, you really mixed things up, kept it really fun while you were on the show. You want everybody to find you on Twitter. What is it? @Troy_Zan?
Yeah, exactly. And then my website is just troyrobertson.com.
Wow, what's going on the website? You got the swimsuit model pictures?
Of course, yeah. You can see sexy girls. You can see animals. You can see a lot of stuff. Yeah.
And who's better at modeling? The swimsuit models you work with or Jay Byers? Do you do any of his pictures?
Jay Byers can pull his underwear down like no tomorrow. I mean, that's all I have to say.
All right, Troyzan. Yeah, really nice talking to you. Looking forward to meeting you one of these days.
Yeah, I me too, Rob. You have a great day. It's great talking to you.
All right, keep in touch. All right, take care.
Okay, see you.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Troyzan Robertson. A very lively exit interview this morning for everybody. So hope you guys enjoyed that one. I know that I did. And we've got a lot more Survivor coming at you today. Last night, the Fincheler, John Fincher, was here in the studio. We did a great podcast with him. I'm going to post that one for you in just a couple of hours here on a Thursday in the Survivor world. And as I get ready to watch my Jets hopefully not botch the NFL draft too badly. Very big news also, I didn't get to say it on the podcast last night. I can confirm for you, next week on the Survivor podcast, we've got another good one. The hits keep coming along. We are going to be talking with Jerry Manthe next week. I know a lot of people have been asking for Jerry the last couple of weeks, so we will bring you Jerry Manthe next Thursday on the Survivor podcast. So we got all that. Plus, we have our big mystery guest coming to you in the next couple of days as well. They're going to be stopping by Friday afternoon, and I'll get that one recorded and up for you guys as soon as I can. And if the mystery guest lets me announce it, I'll tell you who it is, and we'll be able to get your questions. So all that coming up, and of course, the Celebrity Apprentice is going to be back on Monday morning for you, for everybody who's a fan of that stuff. So a lot coming at you. Of course, I don't even have to tell you at this point with the Amazon.com, all of the savings, all of the selection, that's all there for you on Amazon.com. Rob has a podcast.com/Amazon. And don't forget, Mother's Day is right around the corner. We've got an ad up in the sidebar on Rob has a website. Save you some money on flowers for mom for Mother's Day. So until next time, everybody, I'm Rob Cesarino. I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.